This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, October 8th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, today, Farmers and Ranchers in Action meeting at the White House included Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and a number of Biden administration officials. Kenneth Hartman, president of the National Corn Growers Association, one of the groups invited to attend. Hartman says the meeting was an information exchange.
I think that they were definitely looking at giving some information as far as what the Biden administration has done. But I will say they also were also coming back and asking us a lot of questions about where we can go from here and what's needed.
Hartman said he and Ag Secretary Vilsack shared the urgency of a new farm bill. Hartman saying a delay to next year is not a viable option.
Well, you know, when you start over, it's not going to be a farm bill next January or February. It would be another extension, another year, and another kick in the can down the road again. And we need a farm bill now, especially with the way the economy is. When you look at where we're at with markets right now, I mean, we need some assurance, not only for farmers, but for the farmers that are working with the banks, that the bank wants assurance so they can get that money to put a crop out next year. I mean, we want them to get something done instead of just keep kicking the can down the road.
Hartman said growth in demand for renewable fuels is a priority for farmers and the country.
I brought up with them that we appreciated the waiver in the summer for the higher blends of E15 ethanol, but at the same time that we got to get a bill passed that's E15 for all 50 states all year round. We also talked to them about just the fact that the farm economy is having issues right now. We need to have more domestic and world markets, higher blends of ethanol, more trade for corn. And then the last thing that I talked to him about was the, you know, working on the 45Z sustainability aviation fuel tax credit. And we're hoping that they can put that up, that it's not just bundled, but it's actually has a, you know, individual areas for when it comes to no-till, cover crop, and then green fertilizers.
Hartman said previous administrations have talked the talk on renewable fuels, but not followed through with effective renewable energy policy.
I think there's frustrations from each administration. Some have been positive in some areas. Some have been positive in other areas, but then some have been negative in areas. I think when it comes to the biofuels area, we need Next Generation Fuel Act. We need higher blends. We need E15. You know, they've helped us in some areas, each administration, but we haven't had the 100% from any of them to get to that point where we got the higher blends of ethanol like we could have.
Hartman says corn growers need open and free trade for their crops.
We need more trade agreements. You know, there was talk about working with India on trade agreements, and there's talking about some of the other countries working on trade agreements, but we need some trade agreements to basically that we can export our crops worldwide in free trade and fair trade. I mean, I think that's the key to this, no matter who's in the White House or who's in Congress, is we need an open market, and we need a market that we're equal when it comes to back and forth when it comes to trade.
In other news, while another hurricane is bearing down on Florida, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Gearing says wildfires have devastated some portions of his state.
With the humidity being so low, and that area had been under drought stress already, and then you have a good wind to fuel that fire, it just took off. It was astounding. Smoke would go, look like maybe at some point a mile in the air, and the flames, you could just see them glowing throughout the smoke, especially the pictures that they showed at night.
Gearing says thousands of acres have been lost.
There's probably a total of 50,000 acres that have been impacted. We saw a couple towns and farmsteads that were saved. Bet it got within a half a mile away when they got it stopped. And you think about that one probably traveled 30 miles.
Gearing says it is impossible to estimate the number of livestock that were lost to the blaze, or the number of animals that will be lost due to respiratory injury from exposure to smoke from the fires. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.